to the Nutra Medical Report for Wednesday, last day of November 2016. And welcome back, Harley.
Hello, Bill. How are you doing?
Good. Let's get right into it because we only have three segments. You've got lots of news from Europe. What's going on?
Well, from Europe, the situation is quite interesting. In the last couple of days, I've had meetings with a leading Russia expert. Today, I met with an EU official from Austria. And the picture that we're seeing is that there will be more shakeups in the next days and weeks following the Brexit and the Trump victory. And the idea that Merkel is a shoo-in for a fourth term, while there's no one running against her really yet, the situation is shifting so rapidly, it's hard to know what's going to happen.
Right.
Let me just tell you that there are two things coming up a week from this Saturday. One is the election in, or a week from Sunday, the election in Austria for president. Now, the president has no power, but you have the Freedom Party, which is modeling itself on Trump, running against a Green Party candidate. The two leading parties both got wiped out in the first round. Then in Italy, on that same day, there's a referendum. And if the prime minister loses the referendum, he may be forced to resign. And the eight Italian banks on the watch list, four large ones and four small ones, might collapse. Now, one of the large ones is the Monte dei Paschi Bank. And if that bank collapses, it will send tremors through Germany because of the Deutsche Bank's exposure in Monte dei Paschi. So you have those events coming up. And then there was an election last Sunday, the primary of the Republican Party in France, which is the Conservative Party. And Fillon, who is a long shot, ended up winning largely on the strength of his statements that he's against sanctions with Russia, he wants to work with Russia, and he also does not think that there should be regime change in Syria. So we're seeing the same kind of dynamic.
Sounds like he's listening to you and Lyndon LaRouche.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, on economics, he's not, because he's a Thatcherite, and he's got policies that won't work for France. But
okay,
the important thing is that he emphasized the right things in the campaign, and he won.
Right.
So this is it is a phenomena that's stretching across the transatlantic region. Now, the other factor here is that from Japan, we're seeing some really interesting things. The mayor of Tokyo, which is one of the more important positions in Japan, gave an interview in which the mayor said, "We need Glass-Steagall for the rest of the world. The Japanese economy has had a series of shocks, but we haven't had a banking crisis because we have separation. And we've had a few of the financial sectors go under, but the banks has been relatively safe." So now you have a global movement for Glass-Steagall. The person I met with from Austria today is working with people in Italy and Germany and Belgium to put forward a Glass-Steagall resolution at the European Union. So, you know, we're making progress on these things, but I don't know if it's quick enough. The signs are that, as I said, a week from Saturday and Sunday with these elections, you could see shocks that could bring down the biggest banks in Europe.
It's my guess, it's just a guess, that we're going to have some earthquakes before the big one, and it's going to make them scramble faster to fix this, put this firewall between speculative economy and the real economy.
Well, and you should know that in the Trump transition team, there's a war going on over this. You have Bannon on the one side and Roger Stone, who are great advocates of Glass-Steagall, and Trump was during the campaign also. But you've got people like Mnuchin, who was just named, I believe he was just named Treasury Secretary.
Treasury Secretary, yeah, Mnuchin, M-N-U-C-H-I-N. Mnuchin.
Yeah, now, he's not for Glass-Steagall. He comes from Goldman Sachs.
I call him Gold Sachs.
Yeah. So what you have is you have an ongoing battle for the soul of the Trump administration. You still have Romney in as a possible candidate for Secretary of State. And, you know, I think the neocons would I did an interview with Roger Stone the other day, and what Roger said is that the neocons have an advantage. They've been in power going back to the mid-80s. They came in with George H.W. Bush.
Right.
They were not the Reaganites. They pretended they were Reaganites, but they were not Reaganites.
No.
And they, because he said, look, Reagan was, like Trump, not an isolationist. He was a non-interventionist.
Right.
Whereas the neocons are interventionists. And we've seen that starting with Bush Sr. going into Panama, then into Iraq, then the decision to go into Somalia before, at the end of H.W. Bush's term, the deployment by George W. Bush against Afghanistan and Iraq, and then continuing with Obama. We've had one disaster after another. We've had 16 years of wars, or 15 years of wars, that have cost thousands of U.S. lives, hundreds of thousands of lives of people, if not millions, in the countries we've attacked, and have cost us trillions of dollars. And what do we have to show for it? Nothing.
Well, we bought one thing, which is very expensive. It's called chaos.
Yeah. And the chaos didn't stay in the Middle East. It spread over the borders into Europe and the United States.
Right.
So, you know, I think what we're seeing now is that in this case, the population is ahead of the elites. The population is war weary. They're sick and tired of the injustice of the economic system, and they're also sick and tired of being told, don't worry, things are working out, things are going well, we've got it under control. You know, to use one of your analogies, it's the plane is spinning out of control, and the pilot has ejected himself, and he's saying over the loudspeaker on his way out, don't worry, everything's safe and under control.
You're talking about Bobby McFerrin's song, Don't Worry, Be Happy. If you worry, you double your trouble.
Yeah.
Really? So, pretty bizarre, so, you know, isn't it?
Well, and I think the good side of it is that the population is now much more awake to the fraud and the arrogance of the ruling political class. But they're not yet up to snuff on what the programs are to change it. And that's what we've got to keep working on. We've got to make sure that we have a population that cannot be snookered again.
Well, I think organizations like yours and programs like this, by the way, we now are moved to full video broadcast production with our live stream, so we can do multi-site interviews with people all over the world, all one time. And I think it's important that the alternative media, we're the media now, because people trust us. We're the citizen broadcasters. Your organization's been around for many decades and has proven right through from Ronald Reagan on, even through all the bad times that Lyndon went through, that he has creds. That the policies he talks about, like Glass-Steagall, machine tool die, the real economy, collaboration across national lines, not a globalist organization where you wipe out nation states, stop the chaos masters are literally creating ISIS and ISIL. Everything you guys have been saying for decades is proving to be the correct policy on a global level. And it's disturbing to see the liars continue to push the liocracy, I call it, where people don't get it, that you're not going to get this fixed unless you start doing things like Glass-Steagall. Unless you do structural things to the economy, it's not going to get fixed, is it?
Well, let me tell you, give you an interesting story. The Russian expert I met with is a German who has used to be on television all the time as one of the talking heads. They used to bring him in to find out what's going on with Russia, what's going on with Europe and Russia. And at a certain point, he broke with the narrative that Putin is the cause of the problem.
Right.
And he told the truth, that this was that Ukraine was an operation run by the neocons under Hillary, that Putin did not invade Crimea.
Right.
There was an election there. You know, he just went through all of this, and the media kept saying, well, you're wrong. Putin's aggressive. Putin's preparing to attack the West. And at one point on a television show, he said, look, you're like most of the German people. It's as though your brain has been cut out. And they stopped inviting him for a year. He appeared on no television shows. Now, last week, he was invited back. And when I called him, he didn't used to like to meet with us, but he said he'd be happy to meet. He said, you know, I've gotten the LaRouche treatment. They treated me badly because I disagreed with them. And now I see that LaRouche is going to be rehabilitated because he was right on two points that people now realize. One, that the globalized system will fail. It cannot continue. It cannot succeed under the terms of free trade dictated by the bankers. And secondly, all the people who said LaRouche is wrong, that we're headed toward war with Russia, he said LaRouche was absolutely right, and a lot of people know it now. We were on the verge of a shooting war with Russia that would have gone nuclear in a split second had Hillary won the election. And this is a guy who said, look, I don't like Trump at all, but I'm very happy that he won because that means Hillary doesn't have her fingers on the nuclear button.
Yeah, she's completely crazy. As I said, one of the analogies is my pilot friend who lives next door to me in our gated community, and he's retired American Airlines pilot. I said, you know, Hillary is the kind of person that she'd see the ground approaching and she'd be banging on the altimeter with a stick, thinking it's got to be wrong. She's looking out the window, seeing the ground approach. I mean, she's that crazy that she won't change her dogma or policy, even when it's suicidal. It's crazy.
Well, you've got a group of people among the elite who are in a state of complete denial.
Right.
They couldn't come up with a win in the election. They're blaming it on Comey, and they're blaming it on Putin. You know, they're saying that.
Yeah. No evidence for that at all. None.
Paul Krugman, who should know better.
Right.
Had a column the other day saying Comey and Putin turned the election to Trump. Now, he just cited this idea that Putin was the one who hacked the emails and the emails were released in conjunction with Comey, as though the Russians and the FBI are working together. Then he went on to say that the Russians may have played a role in planting false stories and doing all these kinds of chaos operations with computers, again, with no evidence. Now, here's something really hilarious. Yesterday, the head of the BND, which is the German internal security operation, said they're worried that Putin is going to do the same thing to the German elections.
You've got to be kidding.
No, and he was asked, do you have any evidence that the Russians have a capability to hack German computers? And he said, well, we had the phone system for one half of Germany go down for 30 seconds the other day. It had to have been done by Russia.
Today
it came out that it was a faulty switch in one of the systems.
You know, that is a cyber paranoia. And to be actual factoid, because I had presidential level clearance to work with U.S. Space Command Strategic Defense and the Virtual War Project at Shreve Air Force Base, take care of their employees for years. The hack master of the planet is America. And if anybody's going to do something bad, it's going to be the NSA and CIA, who are the chaos masters of planet Earth.
Well, and so much for German intelligence blaming on Russia the fact that they had a faulty switch.
Yeah, it's really ridiculous. And not only that, if anything, for example, when all these emails came out, did you ever see any kind of real concrete denials of anything? Of course not, because they could cross-correlate and corroborate it with things like Project Veritas and other sources of information. The latest is, of course, this Pizzagate, which is really disgusting, and we'll talk about that tomorrow with Leo Lyon-Zagami, but it's mind-boggling how evil it is.
And well, then let me just make one other point on this thing, that what's being reported, the Washington Post and the New York Times are starting to target the alternative media.
And look, that's because we're the real media. Do you know this show has a bigger audience than MSNBC right now? This show alone.
Yeah, but let me make a point. There are some blogs out there that are just filled with inaccuracies and lies.
Oh, of course, but that's easy for the average person to figure that out. I mean, the public has actually got a clue, you know.
Well, what they're saying, and this is in the Washington Post, that these lies are shaping the political narrative, and therefore there has to be some truth commission which can make sure. In other words, they want to start policing the internet.
Yeah, exactly. That's just right after Obama hands it over October 1st to this commission offices in Los Angeles that want to make it international and put it under the United Nations. Of course, 57 nations voted for Muslim control that you couldn't criticize Muhammad or you could have your internet cut off. And how many other things will they talk about? Maybe all kinds of issues that Americans think are just standard American practice to talk about in normal dialogue.
Well, let's do this. If we're going to have a truth commission, let's ask if the Washington Post violated it by saying that there was a slam, they quoted the slam dunk that there are weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. They were wrong. They should be shut down then. What about when they say that Putin is responsible for the Trump victory? What about when they say that Putin invaded Ukraine when they used pictures of Russian troops training in Russia, which they misidentified as Russian troops in eastern Ukraine? And then 3 weeks later, they had a tiny retraction on page 22 or something like that. You know, what about the truth being the mainstream media being held responsible for its lies and its distortions? Now, this is where you see the dangerous slippery slope of an oligarchy that's losing control, targeting the people who are waking up.
Well, that can lead to totalitarianism. And I'm worried about two different trends. The first is totalitarianism in media. The second is financial totalitarianism. A number of nations are eliminating cash. And at the very time when we should be putting Glass-Steagall to wall off the speculative versus the tool and die in the real economy, they're wanting to not only suppress truth questions. For example, it's like the movie 1984. They don't want to ask tough questions that they have to provide answers for. And when they do, there's no consequence. Is there any consequence to all the media, what they did during the election, supporting the Democrats and doing incredible things, you know, with thugs and trying to break up the rallies with Donald Trump? I mean, I don't see any consequence. I don't see anybody going to jail or being sanctioned or losing their salary or having fines. I don't see anything happening.
Well, did you see what happened when a Russia Today reporter questioned former General Kirby, one of the spokespersons for, I guess, the Defense Department, who was saying that Russia bombed 8 hospitals in Syria? RT reporter said, can you give us the names of those hospitals so we can cross-check it? And can you give us the names of the groups that reported this?
Right.
And he not only said no, but he had her removed from the room.
Right.
Now, later,
asking a tough question that puts them back on the spot they don't want.
Well, later the State Department apologized to the reporter and then released the source of the report, which was a Syrian group centered in basically MI5 in Great Britain.
Oh, no.
So
we get another Chaos Master organization, MI5, working directly with the CIA.
They wouldn't name the hospitals, and when they did name a couple of them, the Russians came back with pictures showing that those hospitals had not been bombed.
Right.
So the American people are being fed a steady stream of lies. That's why they're called the mainstream media. As LaRue says, it's streaming right from the sewer. And it's being...
I got a new term for you. I call it the mushroom media. What they do is they keep us in the dark and they feed us bull. S-H-I. Yeah.
Well, and what they do is they assume that we're going to swallow it hook, line, and sinker, that they are so smart that they can fool us. And when people
they somehow think that there's an IQ gap, but the gap is on their side. They're 15 to 30 points lower IQ than the general public collectively, and they think they can actually tell us enough lies to actually change the nature of reality. That's how bizarre this is.
Well, and that's the 1984, the idea that you can change the past by making up stories about it, which is what
right.
Winston Smith was convicted of in the book 1984.
Exactly, yeah.
And so in reality, as people begin to wake up, they're not just angry that they're being lied to. They're angry that the elites think they're so stupid they'll never figure it out.
Exactly, and the real fact is that's why the alternative media is growing so fast. Give you an example, our number of members just on our YouTube channel over the last 4 months has increased 400%. And now, as of the last 2 weeks with the new Livestream Studio 4, we're able to do full broadcasting. I can have 20 people in different parts of the world all being able to be queued up at live, so somebody can log in free and watch on their iPhone, iPad, or computer anywhere on planet Earth free access to real news without the BS. Again, not treating people as, to say, the mushroom news. What do you think of that term?
Yeah.
Keep them in the dark and feed them BS.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com. And learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. With the Hiraj and the disaster in the Middle East is basically two or three major prongs. The first one is, if we simply stop the war and the Chaos Masters stop it, and we have a dialogue between, say, Donald Trump and Putin and Mike Pence, and we decide that we're going to get rid of ISIS, but we're going to stop the war, the problem in the Middle East with this giant Hiraj of people coming into Europe will stop. Second thing that will happen is, if we do what are called true climate analysis, which is not due to CO2, it's due to galactic and solar events, and we do use our advanced technology in collaboration with Russia and China to control and actually manage the climate so that we don't allow a quote an extinction level event, whether we're contributing partly with pollution or with putting nanoparticles in the upper atmosphere to turn the atmosphere into a plasma, which they've done. There's lots of proof for that. What we have is a situation where scientific collaboration and man as an agent to counter extinction level events is what should happen. Unfortunately, we're generating war and pollution, and we're not dealing with the real issues here. And just like Lyndon has talked about for you, you know, mankind has to be an agent for stabilization of the geoatmospheric and the carrying capacity of the planet. That's not occurring right now. What we're doing is the exact opposite.
Well, Bill, let me go back to this question of the war and the refugee crisis. One of the most obscene things I've ever seen is as Al-Qaeda, that is Al-Nusra, is being crushed in Aleppo.
Right.
You have John Kerry and Obama, the president of France, the prime minister of Britain, and Merkel all saying that Russia and Syria are committing war crimes.
Right.
Now, they're attacking the people who are the sponsors of global terrorism, people who are beheading 9-year-old children,
right,
who are crucifying Christians. That's who they're beating. And the fact that the Al-Qaeda was able to take over a major city in Syria called Aleppo because of being armed by the United States and Turkey and Qatar and Saudi Arabia, and that therefore the civilians are put at risk. Well, the Russians aren't going in to try and kill civilians. They're trying to take out the Al-Qaeda.
Right.
And the fact is that the U.S. keeps telling the Russians, stop it, stop it, stop it. For what reason? Because Obama's policy still is to take out Assad and break the country of Syria into many ethnic zones.
Yeah, balkanization, which is exactly what they did in Libya, which is why we have 18 warring tribal groups, and it's a disaster zone now. I mean, haven't they learned at all? No, they actually show no signs of a learning curve, none.
Well, the actual criminals in this case are Obama and Cameron and the NATO commanders who are supporting this. Now, there are people in the U.S. military who are trying to carry out a cooperation with Russia because they do see that the Russians are serious about targeting Al-Qaeda. There are some in the military who are U.S. military, successfully zeroing in on ISIS. If you had ISIS and Al-Qaeda caught in a pincer operation between the United States and Russia, with the Syrian army on the ground, the Iranians and others on the ground, even some role for Turkey, you could clean up the mess. And Obama and Kerry are standing in the way of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amazing. It's remarkable in the last 60 days or less that Obama continues a policy that's suicidally stupid, and his so-called legacy in terms of international affairs is ridiculous and evil.
He has no legacy.
No legacy at all. This guy is a plague on America. A plague. Back in a moment with Harley. Are we dancers?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. Best thing I ever got in my... It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Call now, 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I just want to review the titles and see if you want to add to them. Germany's Future Lies with the Silk Road. The second is French Election Further Trashes British Obama War Policy. That's Fillon. Hamilton, number 15, Revive Alexander Hamilton's Genius. So let's expand on any of these topics, or do you want to talk about anything else, for example?
No, let's take up the Hamilton question, because
right.
This really, when I talked to Mr. LaRouche the other day, he said this is what has to be emphasized, that the Trump has two of the four basic laws in his program, Glass-Steagall being the first one, which is both a defensive measure to protect the banking system from the speculators, but also will lead to the bankrupting of speculative finance by forcing them to eat their debt. So that's the first one. Trump is okay on that one. Also, he wants infrastructure, and he's okay on that. He wants big infrastructure, which is good. His weakness is that he's succumbing to the argument that was originally put forward by a Lazard Frere Wall Street Democrat named Felix Rowetten. And what Rowetten came up with as a way of sabotaging efforts by Bill Clinton in 1993 to go with infrastructure, Rowetten worked with Greenspan to come up with this idea of public-private partnership. Now, there are two problems with public-private partnerships. It sounds good in theory. And obviously, You want credit to go to companies that are not government companies, but private companies to build the infrastructure. The problem is the financing. If the financing comes from the private companies, they're going to be determining what projects are done based on how much return they can get, as opposed to a government determining what projects need to be done based on its effects on improving the overall economy, which may not return a profit for the first few years. The private sector won't invest in something that won't return an immediate profit. The second problem is that because profit is their main concern, they'll figure out how to do it on the cheap, how to cut corners. And they say the government does this, but if the government's actually run by people who are competent, for example, the Tennessee Valley Authority, some of those dams and bridges are still functioning perfectly well today, you know, almost 80, 85 years later. So the problem that Trump has to deal with is this credit question. And that's point two of LaRouche's four basic laws, the Hamiltonian credit system, how you can have the Congress through the Treasury issue credit that then is directed through the banking system into physical production projects. Now, people say, well, that's too much government. Well, that's what George Washington did. Are you going to accuse George Washington of being a big government liberal? They went with these big projects because that's what's needed to increase the productivity down the line on everything that you do. So and it's not the government runs them for the sake of the government. It's run for the sake of improving the economy for the whole nation. And so these great projects have worked in the past. Lincoln did the same thing with the Transcontinental Rail System. So people need to go to our website, LaRouchePack.com, and read up on Hamilton. Read up on his economic reports, all of which were backed by George Washington and the majority of the founding fathers against Jefferson and against the so-called anti-bank crowd. Jefferson wasn't anti-bank. He was anti-nation.
Right.
And, you know, he's got a reputation based largely on the beautiful prose of the Declaration of Independence, which was written under the tutelage of Ben Franklin. And Franklin quite directly used Gottfried Wilhelm Leibniz, a German philosopher, as his model for that. So, you know, if people really understand the history of this country, they won't be scared of the idea of big government. We're not talking about big government or socialism or five-year plans. We're talking about doing the necessary investment in physical economy, which will improve the efficiency of the whole economy and create the jobs that will allow currently unemployed and semi-employed people to learn new skills to enter into a new age of physical production.
Right. Amazing.
And that's what the Hamiltonian policy is. Now, I think most Americans, if it's explained to them, would support that. In fact, I think if someone explained that to Trump, he would go along with it. But I'm not sure there's anyone in his immediate circle. Roger Stone is someone who's beginning to figure it out.
Right.
Bannon, I think, has an idea of it. But that's why they're targeting Roger Stone and Bannon so heavily, to keep them away, to force Trump to drop them.
Right. In other words, what they're trying to do is they want to make sure that they never get to that point.
Yeah. Well, you know, the same thing was done against FDR. And there was an attempt to derail Glass-Steagall by saying that this is going to hurt the banks, and if the banks are hurt, they won't be lending to the economy. And what FDR said is, there's no lending to the economy right now. How could it be hurt? The only thing could be improved if you take the power away from the existing bankers.
Right.
And so that was a breakthrough. You know, it's so funny to me. Someone would say, well, if you have government credit, how do we know it will get to producers? Well, where's the credit from the Federal Reserve going right now? It's going to private bankers who are using it to back up worthless assets, non-performing loans, and speculation.
Right.
How does that help the economy?
Yeah, exactly. The modus that they actually put together for why they wanted these loans in 2008, 2009 is completely a lie. There's no such thing as a guy with a machine tool die technology or a new software or other real production able to get funding to go from a small business or something in his garage to a medium to large business. But, and the fact is, it's this is what's happening, is the sucking sound is the real credit, the real economy is actually suffering because the speculative economy is being fed by these trillions of dollars, not just billions, trillions.
Bill, let me just tell you, I talked to a leading economist, very well-known, prominent figure, who said to me that the argument that Mario Draghi uses, he's the head of the European Central Bank, that if we keep the low interest rates, it will go into the real economy. He said that's a complete fraud. And what he said is that all the credit that's being created, all the money that's being printed, is going to preserve zombie banks. And he said they should be called zombie banks, not too big to fail. Right. And he said that the people are saying that, well, the problem is transparency. There's not enough transparency.
No,
he said,
no.
Of course there's not. Well, no, he said, of course there's no transparency because they don't want you to know that they're fleecing you for the sake of keeping zombie banks going.
Well, I think the actual size of these zombie banks, the six plus too big to fail banks, has increased in size anywhere from 26 to 46%. They're not getting smaller. They're bloating up with this speculation, aren't they?
And they're continuing to trade paper which they know is worthless, non-performing loans. And when it got called on the Greek situation, because the Greek debt was out of control, what did they do? They said Greece is insolvent. They can't pay the debt. Therefore, we're going to loan them more money. Now, that makes no sense at all.
Right.
The money never went to help anything in Greece. It went straight to the banks. And this is what people don't understand. And that's why this economist I talked to said that the starting point has to be writing down the bad debt. Now, he said he's just not sure you could do it with Glass-Steagall because he's afraid that the universal banks of Europe would find a way around it. Well, but that's why you have to have Glass-Steagall. So they can't be universal banks. They have to choose. Are they going to be commercial banks or investment banks? If they're commercial banks, we defend their deposits, we defend their checking and savings accounts, make sure those are solvent.
Jonathan, yeah, exactly.
So exactly. Once you do that, then you can generate new credit, which is not for the sake of protecting non-performing loans, which is what Deutsche Bank did to keep Monte dei Paschi Bank alive. Now, Monte dei Paschi Bank should have written off 9/10 of its so-called assets because they're fraudulent. Then they could continue to function. But they kept it open. Deutsche Bank threw more money into it. And now Deutsche Bank is going to the German government saying, you have to bail out Monte dei Paschi. Why? To help Italy? No, to preserve Deutsche Bank.
That's too bizarre, isn't it?
It's through the looking glass is what it is.
Yeah, and people don't, on the average, the media tries to cover it up enough that people can't see it. But, you know, when they listen to programs like this, they can simply do some very minor research. They realize this is not a conspiracy theory, which is the evidence that it has support, but it's a conspiracy fact. And the problem is the solution is actually pretty simple, just like the Silk Road has been the solution for thousands of years as to why we never saw an incursion over the Caucasus Mountains of China, because they could trade with us. And the same way, we should be selling them LNG, liquid natural gas, in a Trans-Alaska pipeline so they can actually see the sun and they can have pollution, free cities that don't, you know, kill the population with their dirty coal. I mean, it's so simple, a lot of these solutions, yet they try to pretend it's impossible, we can't do it, and they set up all these false narratives, don't they?
Well, the other thing they say is that if you tinker with this, it will collapse the banking system. And you have to point out to them that the banking system's already collapsed. It's on life support. And by keeping life support going, you're collapsing the real economy.
Exactly. In other words, it's like the patient is already moribund. They're in a semi-coma. They're not physically dead yet because you got them on a cardiac assist pump. But they actually, if you pull the pump and the ventilator, they'd be dead within minutes.
Well, here's the worst analogy. They're taking a fresh, live, healthy person and draining their blood to keep the zombie alive.
Exactly. Half a dozen people are being bled to death, so the zombie, who's already physically and cortically, their brain is dead, keep them alive. And this is why these zombie banks, and I think this policy is to eventually collapse the economy so they can move to a capitalist system that's total hegemony. Just like the movie 1984, the Ministry of Truth will be the Ministry of Truth about financial things, and that one of the tests is China, where your social score determines whether you can even get a job, and many economies are moving toward cashlessness, and that increases the danger that zombie banks and the people that work with them, the globalists, want to have total control of the population through finances, and they don't really want to solve the problem. In fact, they're...
You know how they're trying to sell it, Bill? They're saying digitalization is a step forward. It makes it more efficient. It means we don't need as many bankers, and it means that we can
manage
accounts much better.
Yeah,
all they're trying to do is cut their costs in the short term, and in the long term, control
everything.
These people financially.
Oh yeah, they control everything, because if let's say you have a social score, and let's say you're in an alternative media, they can just hit a few keystrokes, and you no longer have a bank account.
Yeah.
Like, and that's scary stuff.
But look, that's what do you think Wells Fargo is doing with creating phony accounts? They can create phony accounts. They can create credit in your name that gets siphoned off to someone else. They can do almost anything. And what safeguards do we have? We don't have a regulatory system that functions. We don't have cops on the beat the way the Securities and Exchange Commission was set up to be originally. Thanks to Phil Gramm, every time in the 90s they tried to increase the numbers of regulators, Gramm cut it and cut further into it. And then, of course, the other thing is that if you're a regulator and you're offered a job in the private sector that pays five times as much, a lot of people jumped from the regulatory agencies into the private sector, and they knew how to go around the regulatory agencies.
Yeah, because they had the roadmap already.
Storm.
Yeah, well, one of the things that I'm seeing in my articles here on Drudge is that the Italian referendum will collapse the euro. Do you think that that's likely, or do you think that's part of the global plan?
That's what I was saying. That I think it's absolutely possible that there are eight banks in Italy that are on a watch list. Four are smaller banks. And they're saying they'll put them through a bail-in. Well, that will have a political effect. But the four larger banks, the government's not going to be allowed to bail them out. So if the government falls, these banks may fall. If these banks fall, then, as I said, Monte dei Paschi, which is the largest of them, feeds directly into Deutsche Bank. What will the German government do if Deutsche Bank has its dominoes start to fall? And this is where the whole question of 10 years of jerry-rigging the single resolution mechanism and the European venture capital laws and everything else, they're all standing on a house of cards. And if a major prop of that house of cards goes, the whole thing could collapse. So what I'm telling you is you could see by the second week of December the end of the euro. Now, I'm not forecasting that, but it could happen.
Yeah, now, if that happens, we've got a number of other economies that are teetering: Japan, China, Russia, South American economies. We could have a domino effect that in the first literally 100 days or 200 days of the Trump administration, they could be dealing with a global collapse. Even right now, OPEC is literally cutting production 1.3 million barrels per day, which is spiking the price of oil. Things are kind of scary out there. And I think Saudi Arabia, when they did this, they were in a panic state because they spend more than they make, even though, you know, as I say, the rule of thumb is if you spend more than you make, even if you're a billionaire or a trillionaire, you're in trouble.
Bill, let me just correct you on one thing. Russia and China are not really in trouble because they've invested in physical production. They are at a point where they could probably survive a collapse of the Western financial system.
Oh, I agree they'll survive, but it's still their international trade.
They'll set back.
Go down to a trickle.
Well, they would be set back, but they would survive. We would be the ones who probably couldn't survive because we're the ones sitting on top of the debt bubble.
Yeah, what could happen is the price of basic necessities like food and gasoline and heating oil could spike through the ceiling, and the average person that's in the middle class, for example, couldn't afford basic creature comforts to survive.
Or, as people lose their jobs, the prices could collapse, but people still couldn't afford them.
Right.
And then you have the deflationary collapse, which is what Yellen claims that the Federal Reserve, she's trying to prevent by raising interest rates, which will have no effect whatsoever on the problem.
Why does she think raising interest rates in this situation where they're talking about negative interest rates, where you have to pay the bank to deposit
money? They're using an old model which is discredited because they're unwilling to admit that their models don't work. The whole financial system is based on a series of axioms which no longer hold.
Yeah, and they still teach it in economics school and MBA, but the fact is it's a different century. It's a different world economic order. And the speculative economy now is so large that they can't even make a profit by speculating on derivatives now. That's about
And that's why the BRICS represent a solid alternative, and why people should go to the LaRouchePack.com website and study up on Hamilton and what the BRICS are doing, because we could be a part of that future. In fact, we could be a leader. The United States could be a leader in that.
Well, we should be a leader. Otherwise, we're going to be left holding the bag with a giant debt that'll blow up our economy.
Yep.
Amazing. Thank you, Harley. Amazing perspective. We come back, we'll have another segment. Your questions are welcome. 800-313-9443. Hour number two coming up, and we hope to have Jonathan Gray on hour number three. Tomorrow, Leo Lyons Agami from Rome.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with three shots from the rear and one shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
All loans subject to lender approval must be in business 1 year and have $100,000 in annual revenue. If your goal is to take your small business to the next level, there's something you're going to need above all else. Money. Fortunately, we're talking with someone who's no stranger to helping small businesses. Barbara Corcoran from TV Shark Tank.
Listen, all companies need capital, and when it comes to capital, no one knows small business like OnDeck. OnDeck has delivered over $5 billion in loans, and having earned an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, it's no wonder why 9 out of 10 customers would recommend OnDeck to a friend. There's no obligation, and you could receive a loan decision in minutes and funding in as fast as one business day. Over 50,000 small businesses have already received the loans they needed, and so could you.
Speak with our U.S.-based loan specialists and find out how much you qualify for now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-293-5565. That's 800-293-5565. 800-293-5565.
Announcements. The sale was over yesterday, but you can get free consultations. We do have the sale still on for a number of major products that we have here at NutriMedical. The sale today includes NutriSilver sales, Brain Power, Power C Plus, NutriDefense, the time sales for QRMA and Metapathia, Life Support Vanilla sales still on, Green Tea Supreme, and CardioAsk. So, and you can email to ask for specific protocols for any health condition. And, of course, we give you the latest technology. I network with clinics and facilities all over the world for specialty treatment, whether it's specialty surgery, spinal surgery, for example, like the Centeno Clinic in Grand Cayman Islands with stem cell therapy, stem cell treatment clinics in Germany, stem cell lines like in Santa Clarita, Mexico with Stemetica. So we have all kinds of amazing technologies and clinics around the world where we can help you to optimize your health and get your health back and minimize the amount of medications you're taking. I'm posting up a number of new videos dealing with scientific articles and reviews. In fact, I just posted up one video with Jonathan, my colleague, that has helped co-develop a number of our nutraceuticals. That video is 39 minutes, 8 seconds. Posted up today. It's up on YouTube as of yesterday, and it's also posted up in the link. You'll see the green link from November 28th on NutriMedical.com. If you go and hit that, there's a number of news item links there. As 29th, I mean, Life Extension Optimized Wellness News, and there's some news items there. You'll see the progression of man all the way from, which is funny art, but you'll see a number of videos there from our talk with Jonathan about a number of nutriments, which is very useful. And, of course, we did a research review on white fat to brown fat conversion with our nutraceuticals and reversing diabetes and obesity. We call it diobesity because it's directly linked to insulin resistance. The anti-aging wellness news, too, I reviewed that on the 27th. So you'll see a lot more videos. We have, of course, our live stream and our Elegato to generate videos and live stream full production. So those will be available, and they're all free. Again, going down through the Listen Live button, the top button gives you to the Shoutcast. The second one is our Deagle Network for searchable by topic and issue. You can actually search for an issue, let's say hypertension or premenstrual syndrome, whatever you want, and it'll bring you to the shows where that's present. You can actually pull off a clip for yourself or a friend. It's key to all the different protocols we discuss in each of the shows as well. So it's by topic. I put them up myself so that you're able to actually be able to search. We have, of course, a button right below that that's a Listen Live button, which after the show, when I post up the archives, you can listen to the program 8 times a day. We also have a phone number, Zeno Live, 701-801-2263. And if you want to call into the show every hour except the last hour on Friday, the firing line, 800-313-9443 here to call into the studios at Republic Broadcasting. We want your questions. Do tell the board up exactly your question and statements, because we need to screen it properly to make sure it stays on topic and is helpful to the people that listen. We'll be back in a moment with hour number 2 coming up for Health and Wellness Hour, and we have some remarkable guests here. Hour 3, we hope to have Jonathan on to get a perspective on what's going on in your world. We'll be back in a moment. Again, the Ministry of NutriMedical is here to provide health and to provide the best possible information and wellness for your body, mind, and soul, and your finances. We're here for you. Back in a moment.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.